I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish. The Center for Biological Diversity recently notified the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service that it intends to sue the agency for illegally denying Endangered Species Act protections to America's populations of Lake Sturgeon. I'll tell you more, but first...
There are lakes across Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and beyond that are loaded with fish. And nobody's talking about them. OnX Fish helps you find them. Search by species, filter for big walleye, trophy panfish, or eater crappies. Check satellite imagery, depth maps, and public access points, all before you leave the house. And now, OnX Fish is available on Android for the first time. iPhone, Android, doesn't matter. Just download it and start planning. 7-day free trial, then just $35 a year. OnX Fish. Find new lakes, get there with confidence.
Sturgeons are an ancient freshwater fish that have survived since the time of the dinosaurs, but are struggling to recover from centuries of human harm. Millions of these giant ancient fish once lived in the Great Lakes and the Mississippi River Basin, where they played a vital role ecologically, but females may not reproduce until they are 15 to 25 years old. This makes the species especially vulnerable to population crashes, and they're very slow to recover. Today, the population of Lake Sturgeon is less than 1% of historic levels. For this reason, the Center for Biological Diversity has decided to sue the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for illegally denying an Endangered Species Act protection to this species of fish. The notice was sent by the Abrams Environmental Law Clinic at the University of Chicago Law School, whose lawyers and students represent the Center for Biological Diversity. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.